听力课堂，听 class.com。
Wonderful life，
滋味人生。
Juju，
母女情深。
Joanne walked into our living room. My mom and dad knew right away that she would be the one. She was wearing jeans and a Barbados t-shirt.She had brown hair, brown eyes, and brown skin. My sister Emily was 2 at the time, and I was not yet born. Emily walked up to Joanne and shook her box of Tic Tacs. You want one? Joanne smiled and shook her head. No, thank you, Emily. Joanne had a look on her face that said, I think I'm gonna like this kid. And Emily gave her the same look right back. When the interview was finished, Emily walked up to my mom and said, Mommy, I like that lady.She was only 2 years old, but even then she knew that Joanne was going to be our babysitter. Joanne took care of Emily until Emily was 5. Then I was born, and she would take care of both of us. From then on, Joanne and I were as close as we could get. She sang songs to me like Oh My Darling Clementine, and songs that she knew from when she was growing up in Barbados. Even now, I remember her voice clearly singing them to me. I remember one day very clearly. We were in a park.I had stubbed my toe and was crying. Joanne picked me up and sat us both down. She rocked me like a baby. She sang those songs to me and it calmed me so much. Joanne, or Juju as I like to call her, was like a second mother to me. How long I gotta stay with you, girl? Joanne would often ask in a joking manner. Till college, Juju, she would laugh and then kiss me on the head. Our family always said that Joanne knew our apartment building better than we did.Because later on in the years that she worked for us, she was mainly alone in the house with our dog. She was able to do laundry and hang out with all the staff that worked in our building. When she and I were going somewhere, and we saw someone that was new that worked in our building, Joanne had already known their name. Hey, Pablo, she would shout across the lobby. How's the wife and kids? Sharon is good, so are Benny and Samantha, the doorman or maintenance guy would say. Then they would pause a minute and be happy that Joanne remembered.How are Harry and Kenny? Joanne's husband and daughter. They get by, she would say with that great smile. See you later, stay sweet. Pablo would walk away with a happy feeling. Well, I would walk away feeling bad that I didn't know Pablo's name until then. I used to, and still do, go over to Juju's house for sleepovers. Joanne and I play dominoes there. She makes the best barbecue ribs for dinner. She lives in Brooklyn, so every so often, Joanne and I take the train to her stop,and walk a couple of blocks to her house. Along the way, we can't get a block without running into someone that we know. Joanne will say hello and then introduce me. This is Natalie. I babysat her since the day she was born. Her neighbor or friend would widen his or her eyes and say, This is Natalie? They would look shocked. The one you can't stop talking about? Joanne and I would smile shyly. When we finally got to Joanne's house, we would relax and talk to Kenya.Joanne's 23-year-old daughter. She always had stories about college and questions about my school. Soon, Harry, Joanne's husband, would come home. He was a doctor. He would ask me how I was and join the conversation. Then Kenny would go do homework. Harry would watch a baseball game or the news, and Joanne and I would go into the kitchen. I sat down at the kitchen table, where Joanne made me drool over the great smells of her cooking. She would make the best barbecue ribs ever.When I asked her once where she learned to cook so well, she would smile and say, I'm from Barbados, as if that would explain everything. I remember one day when I was about 8, Joanne and I were walking hand in hand on our way down the street. 2 men stared at us with hatred. Why don't you take care of kids your own kind? They yelled at us. I could see a tear spark in Joanne's eye. You don't talk like that to me and my girl, Joanne yelled back. And just like that, we continued walking.But in silence. Me being Caucasian and Joanne being African American never seemed like a problem to me, but apparently some people really needed to grow up. Emily and I just finished doing the dishes when our mom called us into the dining room. We sat down thinking our parents were going to tell us their plans for the weekend. We were trying to be shocked when my mom told us that it was time to have Joanne stop working for us, but we knew that this conversation had been coming up.Joanne had been our family's babysitter for 13 years. She came to our house every weekday morning at 7:30 and left at 6 o'clock to go to Brooklyn where she lived. She babysat my sister since my sister was 2, and now my sister's 16. We both loved Joanne, and it seemed impossible to live without her. But the truth was that we didn't need her anymore. I walked to and from school by myself, and went places after school with my friends. And my older sister did almost everything on her own. The last day she worked with us was the saddest day of my life. I sat on Juju's lap as she stroked my hair and told me that we would still see each other all the time. Natty, don't you worry. A tear fell down both her cheek and mine. I will always love you, and I will see you very often. She held me tighter. Right then, I thought about how she always asked how long she would stay with me, and about how my reply had always been till college. I always knew that it would never happen, but I had secretly hoped she could. But after all of that, Joanne was right. We see each other all the time. She got a job babysitting in my building, and I see her every morning and sometimes after school. Joanne will always be there.
Notes. Barbados.
巴巴多斯岛.
Tic Tac.
滴答糖.
Stub.
踢到, 碰伤.
Maintenance.
维护, 保持.
Sleepover.
在外过夜, 不在自己家过夜.
Domino.
骨牌, 多米诺骨牌.
Drool.
流口水，说荤话。
Caucasian.
高加索人，白种人。